you didn't want any, what might you say?
I wouldn't care for any.
All right. Now, would you say the same thing for to a close friend or to a stranger? Like if you were over at someone's house that you didn't know very well? When you're declining food, you're saying you don't want any?
I know what you mean, but I don't know how to answer it.
Okay, that's fine. What you gave me is just fine. Now, if you had that big roast on Sunday, and then on Monday you're having the same thing, you might say, now today we're having...
The leftovers?
Sure. And you put food in your mouth and you...
Chew it.
All right. And we talked about oatmeal and cream of wheat. Now, that's a more modern cereal. But something they used to make out of cornmeal that was kind of like that. It'd grind cornmeal and boil it in
mush.
You know,
make mush.
Uh-huh. Now was that made eaten any other way or just like that?
No, that's the only way ever I know to make it boiled in water and eat it with milk.
Okay. Now I was talking to you about fields and. Lots and so forth. You remember, you might call it a little patch, but if you had a little something close to the house where you might plant some things that you were going to eat yourself.
Call a garden?
Yeah. Now, what kinds of things would you grow in a garden?
Tomatoes, sweet potatoes, cabbage.
What do you call those little tomatoes? About this big around.
Now, back in my day, most of them was called a volunteer major.
Uh-huh. That was a small one.
That's them little ones.
Uh-huh.
But there's a different name. I know what you mean, but I can't think of the name of them now.
Did you ever hear them called either...
Tomatoes. That's what we called
them. What's that?
Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. Now, all of these, all of these things you grow in your garden would be all different kinds of
vegetables.
All right. Now, this is something that you don't grow in the garden, and it's white, but it comes in a grain, and it's boiled, and it's boiled in water, and then it gets white and fluffy. And nobody around here grows this, but everybody eats it. You eat it every week, I'm sure. Kind of a white grain, fluffy. You might eat it instead of potatoes. When you have this, you usually don't have potatoes.
Rice?
Yeah. And then, do you have any names for homemade whiskey or beer?
Bootlegging.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, there's several different. Blind tigers, they several different names for that stuff.
Now, were there any blind tigers over in this in the valley?
Yeah. One down below here, about a half a mile.
Uh-huh.
Outside the main highway, back in a laurel thicket.
Uh-huh.
And bootleggers, they've caught bootleggers all over this mountain.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In my lifetime.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned syrup before. Did you used to make your own syrup?
Yeah, my mother used to make it out of brown sugar.
Uh-huh.
Hot water. Put it in hot water and cook it down.
Did she ever make any of her own sugar?
Oh, yes.